And I'm joined now by Richard Gonzalez. He's just outside the building. There's an overflow crowd there. So, Richard, I imagine you're surrounded by people, even though you're outside the arena. Tell us about what you're seeing and hearing there.
Well, Michelle, I have to tell you that this is a very earnest and hopeful crowd here, and they were really struck. I was struck by the opening musical number. The Tucson Symphony Orchestra played fanfare for the common man, and so this event tonight is really for the common people, if you will, the common people of Tucson. Talking to people on campus before this event tonight, I heard over and over again people who wanted a way to channel their grief and their sadness. They were looking for some hope and looking for some reassurance that the tragedy that happened last Saturday doesn't define Tucson, and as this one person said, it doesn't define America either.
You know, there were moments, we talked about some of them just now, where President called out certain people for their acts of heroism, those that were in the auditorium, sustained applause, standing ovations. What was the reaction there? Because people weren't inside and weren't able to actually see the people that the president was pointing to.
They had the exact same reaction. In these heroes, I think a lot of people see their neighbors and their friends, and they see themselves. And it's a way of just feeling, you get a sense from looking in people's eyes, that people felt like they were whole again after what happened on Saturday.
I had read that there was a real effort to make sure that this was, you know, a memorial service and a bipartisan event, that people of all backgrounds, all races, people with different heritages would all come out tonight. Are you seeing that there?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Tucson, Arizona, is a very diverse place, and it really prides itself on its diversity. But you had a Republican governor, Jan Brewer. You had the Democratic former governor, Janet Napolitano, and Eric Holder, the attorney general, reading from the Bible, reading from Scripture. You know, you got a sense that the idea was to promote a message of unity and, we have to say it, a faith that God is looking out for people in Tucson.
This was billed as a moment of healing, something the community there certainly needs. And the president was also trying to speak not just to the people of Arizona, but to the nation as a whole. Do you get a sense there that this was a healing experience for people who came to hear him tonight?
You know, he is wrapping up his speech right as we speak, and we'll get a chance to talk with people. But, you know, given the fact that so many people came out tonight, there were 14,000 people in the arena, another 10,000 or more in the football stadium adjacent to the arena, you know, a good 25,000 people came out to see the president, a lot of people looking for something to give them hope again. I suspect that they will leave here tonight with that sense of hope.
Richard Gonzalez in Tucson. Richard, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michelle.
I'm joined here in the studio by Mara Liasson, our national political correspondent. Mara, the president is still speaking at the podium, but based on what you've heard so far, what is most striking to you?
Well, I think what's most striking is how he fulfilled the task that he felt he had, which is how to bring people together, how to rise above the partisan political debate that already started within minutes of this tragedy. And I think he did it. I mean, one of the things that the White House has been looking forward to is occasions where he can recapture the role that he played during the campaign, where he was seen as an antidote to polarized public discourse, somebody who could bridge divides. And he talked about that tonight. He didn't really get into the politics of this, but he talked about the national conversation, about gun safety, about different things. He said, having this debate is important, but at a time when our discourse has become so polarized, it's important not to lay blame for all that ails the world at the feet of those who think differently than we do. Talked about talking in a way that heals, not in a way that wounds. That certainly is a way that he's tried to speak tonight.
The folks at the White House are saying that a lot was riding on this. The president had to strike just the right tone. He stopped short of scolding at people, at really wagging the finger, but he did call for sort of a lifting up of political discourse.
Yes, he said, let's use this occasion to expand our moral imaginations, to listen to each other more carefully, to sharpen our instincts for empathy, to remind ourselves that all our hopes and dreams are bound together. This is the role that he has, I think, always wanted to play. Now, he became a very polarizing figure, as most ambitious presidents do. But this was an opportunity that he could take to rise above that.
And the president is just walking off the stage right now, and we'll have to end it up there. More soon from Mara Liasson and others who will be joining us. Mara, thanks so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
This is NPR.